A Palestinian journalist says that Israeli forces have used him and his two colleagues as human shields during the latest demonstration in Bethlehem. Moussa al-Shayer says Israeli troops held them for hours to protect themselves against stone-throwing youths during the demonstration in Al-Aida refugee camp on Saturday afternoon. He also says Israeli troops took their press cards, preventing them from filming clashes during the protests. This is the latest in Israeli aggressions against Palestinian journalists. One of them, who had been repeatedly attacked by Israeli forces, say they do so to prevent reporters from covering facts on the ground.
The attacks from the occupied Israeli soldiers against the Palestinian journalists in general is to prevent us from doing our job, first of all. Second, their way now is to attack us before the demonstrators and to show to us that we cannot do our job. The only way to cover the fact is to preventing us from doing our job.
Earlier this month, a report by the Palestinian Journalist Syndicate say Israeli aggressions against Palestinian journalists had increased in 2013.
There has been a high number of attacks against Palestinian journalists who are often the main targets of the Israeli army. This is clearly against international law and prevents the journalists from doing their job and portraying the true story and events.
The Palestinian Center for Development and Media Freedoms has also warned about Israeli attacks against Palestinian female journalists in the West Bank and Gaza. The Syndicate of Journalists have slammed Israel for their continued aggressions against Palestinian journalists, including arrests, detention, arbitrary attacks, alongside using them as human shields. The Syndicate have now called upon the International Journalists Union to condemn Israel for these aggressions. Nell Burton for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.